Our sculpture, one of the earliest known, probably dates to the 3rd century AD, when Gandhara was ruled by the Kushan kings of northern India, whose empire stretched from Kabul to Islamabad. It was a wealthy region, thanks to its position on the Silk Road, the trade routes linking China, India, and the Mediterranean. From Gandhara, the main route ran west, through Iran, to Alexandria in Egypt. Gandhara's prosperity and political stability allowed the construction of a great landscape of Buddhist shrines, monuments and sculpture, and further missionary expansion. It's something that will be a recurring feature through this week. The religions that survive today are the ones that were spread and sustained by trade and power. It's profoundly paradoxical. Buddhism, the religion founded by an ascetic who spurned all comfort and riches, flourished thanks to the international trade in luxury goods. With the luxury goods, like silk, went the monks and the missionaries, and with them went the Buddha in human form, perhaps because such an image helps when you're teaching across a language barrier. There are 4 standard poses for the Buddha that we know today. He can be shown lying, sitting, standing, and walking. And each pose reflects a particular aspect of his life and activity, rather than a moment or an event. Our sculpture shows him in his enlightened state. He's robed as a monk, as might be expected, but unlike a monk, his head is not shaved. He's dispensed with finery and removed his princely jewellery. His ears are no longer weighted down with gold, but the elongated lobes still have the empty holes that show that this man was once a prince.